Shalom Aleichem, Sweetest Friends. This year should be a special schuss for Rav Yaakov David ben Rav Moshe and Le'ilui Nishmas Rav Chaim Tzvi ben Eliyahu. We're basing this year on the Sefer Pachad Yitzchak and Maimar Lamed Vav. According to Rabbi Eliezer in the Gemara, a ger is nichnas l'kedusha al yedei mila, and he learns from Abu Seinu, because we find by Abu Seinu, our forefathers, that they did bris mila in Mitzrayim and they didn't do tevila, Rashi explains. When they were mal in the time of Moshe, and they left Egypt, and they stopped being Bnei Noach in order to be Makabel Torah, and they were Nichnas Tachas Kanfei Ashchina. This is a Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph. The Ramban writes, V'tmialan Minalan Dika Mila Kashaboli Kanis Tachas Kanfei Ashchina. How do you know that there's a bris mila when you want to be Nichnas Tachas Kanfei Ashchina? By Rabbi Moshe Kasav Mila Haisav Mitzrayim, Shemar Kalara, La Yochalba, Molos, and Moshe Rabbeinu, Lashon, Bishulam, Batu Bris Mila Bimitzrayim, Kulam, Chutz Mishabet Levi. So the Rambam writes that Mila was in Mitzrayim because it says that an Arel is not allowed to eat. An Arel is not allowed to eat. And Moshe Rabbeinu did bris mila on them in order that they should have the carbon pesach, they should be able to eat the carbon pesach, because they were mevatel bris mila in Mitzrayim except for the Shevet Levi. Avazoyfrak the Ramban, how is Shevet Levi nichnas tachas kanfei ashchina? And the answer is they did a tafas dam bris. Or the Ramban disagrees with that. He doesn't hold about tafas dam bris for Shevet Levi. He says they weren't chayven a tafas dam bris. They didn't need it, since they weren't commanded. It's as if they didn't, since they weren't commanded. They don't have to do bris mila. In other words, the Ramban's kasha is, how is it shayich to do atavas dam bris for Shevet Levi to be machazem tachas kanfei ashchina b'shas yisiyus Mitzrayim? It's not dam bris. They already had a bris mila. And this dam is like the rest of their body. They were already in. They were already on the team. They didn't need bris mila. So what was the point of giving them toughest dam bris? If a person wants to be misgayer, and he did bris mila in the hospital as a goy, mela. Afterwards he does the toughest dam bris. But for the Shevet Levi, you did it already to be nichas tachas kanfei ashchina. They already did it properly, l'shem mitzvah. So how is this going to help lachnis and tachas kanfei ashchina? They're already in. This dam isn't dam bris. They're mulim gemurim, and this dam is like the rest of the body. To explain this, it would appear as follows, that B'Shas Kriyas Yamsov, it says, V'Aminu B'Hashem U'V'Moshe Avdos. We have to understand, the Rabbam writes in the 8th parak of Ilchus Yisodei HaTorah, that the Jewish people didn't believe in Moshe Rabbeinu because of the miracles that he did, because of the signs that he did. Why do they believe him? In Mamad Har Sinai, because they saw it with their own eyes, and they heard it with their own ears. V'Akoma Daber Eilav Anu Shomen. So how do you know that Mamad Har Sinai is the Raya L'Nevoas V'Shi Emes? Says, I'm going to come to you in this cloud in order that the nation should hear when I speak to you and have a moon on you forever. This implies that before they didn't believe him, that was omedis le'olam. There wasn't gam b'chaya minu le'olam. The Gam B'Chaya Aminu Le'olam is only going to be at Har Sinai. But what happened before isn't going to be Le'olam. So B'Tchilas Nevuah, so Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him Osos to do a Mitzrayim, and they're going to listen to him. However, that's not a complete Amunah. Moshe Rabbeinu says V'Hem Lo Yaminu Li, and Kadosh Baruch Hu says V'Seder, this Yesh Bo Dofi, you can cast aspersions on miracles, on tricks. But this is only going to be until Yitzhiyus Mitzrayim. Then you're going to stand at the mountain. And then they're going to know that I really sent you. That's what it means. Mamar Har Sinai is the oath that I sent you. So Munas Yisrael B'Moshe, according to the Rambam, comes in two levels. The first level is Osum Mofes, like we have the Doros Bilchus Nevuah, that the Navi doesn't Osur Mofes, but that was only the Shah until they were Omid Alahar. And now, when we're Omid Alahar, now the Jewish people are witnesses to his Nevuah. So we have to be Varer, what was the Chiddush Nevuah of Chiddush Emunah of Moshe that happened in Kriyas Yamsuf? Osu Mofes, they already had in Mitzrayim. And the Geder of Eidus, they have at Matan Torah. So what's this in the intermediate level of Yitzias Mitzrayim, of Kriyas Yamsuf? When they have Kriyas Yamsuf, what's the Vayaminu Bashem of Moshe Avda? The Amunah and also Sumofsim, they have in Mitzrayim. And the Eidus, they didn't have yet until Matan Torah. So what happened in Kriyas Yamsuf? Not only that, but if you're medaktik in Lashon L'Rambam, you see that with Yitzias Mitzrayim, there's a difference in Emunas Nevuas Moshe. Because it says that these Osos were only until they left Egypt. With Yitzias Mitzrayim, there's a change in the Emunah Nevuas Moshe. These Osos are until Yitzias Mitzrayim. And now that they left, they're going to stand on the mountain. So there's a chiddush b'shas Yitzia Mitzrayim, the Nevuah of Moshe. And there's a chiddush in the Amida al Ahar. That's what finishes the chiddush, their Edom. And we have to understand this mahalach of Emunah and Moshe. So it would appear, based on what it says in Sanhedrin, on Tezayin, that we learn there that you're only allowed to make a Sanhedrin if you have 71 from Moshe. Moshe was instead of 71. Moshe was in place of, say, counted as 71. And Rashi says, because Moshe was Shofet V'dayin al pi adibur v'shakol ka Sanhedrin gedola should be Yerushalayim. He was judging based on the Dibur of Hashem, and he was equal to the Sanhedrin Gedolah in Yerushalayim. So we see that since Moshe was a Dayan al-Pi Adibur, he was judging al-Pi Dibur Hashem. We don't find this in any other Navi. And Mela, because of that, Moshe had a chalos of Sanhedrin Gedolah. Moshe had a chalos of being the great court, being the son, based in Agadol. Based on this, we can possibly say that this Madreig of Moshe, that B'makom Shivim V'Echad Koi, started Mishas Kiddush HaChodesh. At the Maimer of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodesh, and Kiddush HaChodesh was a Maisa based in it, says Mishpat. Moshe was Mekadesh L'Chodesh, Al-Pi Adibur. Anybody who does a Maisa based in Al-Pi Adibur has a Madreig of being in place of 71, like Rashi says, that Moshe was in place of 71 because he was a judging Al-Pi Adibur. That's punked what happened when he was Mekadesh L'Chodesh. The Rambam in Ilchos Malachim writes that Amram was commanded in Mitzrayim b'mitzvahs, and then came Moshe b'hushlam atar al yado. So even though the mitzvahs that Amram was commanded and the mitzvahs that Moshe were commanded were both in Mitzrayim, nevertheless the hashlamas hatara was dafka al yidei Moshe. So what was the chiluk in Mitzrayim between the mitzvahs that Amram was commanded and the mitzvahs that Moshe was commanded? They're both Nevi'im. But the mahalach is, like we said, that through the mice of Kiddush HaChodesh, Moshe Rabbeinu received this chalos, this change in halachic status, and became a Sanhedri Gedola. In other words, we say, Hushlama Torah al Yado. That's what happened when Moshe Rabbeinu became the Sanhedri Gedola. That's the Hashlamas HaTorah. That starts with Kiddush HaChodesh. And since Kriyas Yamsuf was Gemar Gulasim Shal Mitzrayim, and it was Mevarer, the Kiyum of the Maimer of HaChodesh Zeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim. So Memela, this showed us when the sea splits, that Taka Moshe Rabbeinu is the Sanhedrin Gedol of Mokum Shivim Ve'echad, and that's what it means, Vayaminu Bashem of Moshe Avdo. That's a Dargim Tzayis B'munas Nevoas V'Shal Moshe. In other words, you have the Gevaldik of miracles that Moshe Rabbeinu did, the Osis and the Mofsim. That's stage one. Stage three is Mantara Eidus. And now you have a Dargim Tsoyas, you have an intermediate stage. Of Ayaminu Bashem of Moshe Avdo. Now there is an Imut with an Aleph, a verifying of the Nevuah, of the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu, of being Sanhedrin Gedola, of being judging Al Pi Adibur, because the Maimer of Achodesh is Elachem, that this, you determine the new months, and you're going to be in charge of time. And this first mitzvah given to the Jewish people, that was only Misbarer when what? When the sea split. Otherwise, we would have just gone down and that would have been it, and then the whole thing would have been shown to be nothing. But once it splits for us, and we see that we have such a future, and we're going to be Mekadesh the Chodesh, so that was Mevarer that Moshe Rabbeinu was in Mokom Shivim Ve'echad. And that's a special Amun on Moshe, that he has this Madrega of being Sanhedrin, Vayaminu Bashem of Moshe Avdo. In Maral and Parshas Peshalach, he talks about how Shabbos and Mara, they were commanded to do Shabbos and keep Shabbos and Mara before Har Sinai, Fractosis, that it says that the Jews kept the first Shabbos, Lo Sheltem Em Uv Eloshem, Vahibayom Eshvi Yatsum Enam Lulkot. And then it says, Vayavu Amolek. So it says that the Jews, had they kept the first Shabbos, then they would have nobody would have been able to start up with them. But because they didn't, they went out to take the Mon, and Molech came after them. But if you say Shabbos, they were already commanded in Mara, this wasn't their first Shabbos, it was their second Shabbos. The previous first Shabbos was in Mara. So what does the Gemara mean that the first Shabbos was in Mara? So the answer is, says the Maharal, that since the Shabbos in Mara, they were already commanded, as it says, Sham Sam Lo Chok U'Mishpat, but it doesn't say explicitly in the Torah that that's Shabbos, so that's included in Torah Shabbal Peh. It's like Hilchos Shechita Torah Shabbal Peh. They're included in V'Zavachta Kasher Tzivisicha. You should shecht as I commanded you. So too, this was the Shabbos of Torah Shabbal Peh. And it's impossible that the Torah Shabbal Peh should precede the Torah Shabbichsav. And therefore you can't say that they were mitzvah b'mara al Shabbos. That's a mitzvah of Torah. Torah Shabbat Peh is a parish of Torah Shabbat Chsav. Torah Shabbat Peh comes after Torah Shabbat Chsav. So if you say it's Torah Shabbat Chsav, so the parish of Shabbos in the Torah is coming after the parish of Torah Shabbat Peh. Thus can it decide, it can't be. And therefore we have to say that the Shabbos b'mara and mitzvah doesn't mean that they had a mitzvah of Torah. Rather it was a mitzvah of Nevuah. And immediately we understand that the Shabbos after the Mon was really the first Shabbos. Where the Gemara was talking about the first Shabbos of Torah. That was the first Shabbos of the month. So the Gemara says that they kept the first Shabbos. Nobody would have been able to start up with them. That was talking about the first Shabbos of Torah. And Mara is a Shabbos of Torah Shabbal Peh. So we learned that B'Shas Nesinas Haman, the mitzvah of Shabbos, Al Kol Panim, was a mitzvah of Torah. It was before Imam and Har Sinai. And the answer is, from HaChodesh Ezelachem, mitzvahs are called Hashlamas HaTorah. So you can have a mitzvah of Torah even before Mamad Har Sinai. So the Shabbos of Man was a Hashlamas of Torah, even though it was before Mamad Har Sinai. Because that comes after a Maimer of Achodesh Ezelachem. Achodesh Ezelachem is making Moshe the Sanhedrin and is higher Madrega than of Nevuah and of Torah than what was in Egypt. In Egypt we had Osos, it was very nice, wonderful. That was one Amunah. But now we have a higher level of Amunah. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Sanhedrin. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be Mashlim the Torah. Kiddush HaChodesh HaShlomis HaTorah. The Shabbos of Mon is HaShlomis HaTorah. And then we have Mamad Har Sinai, they were actually Edim. And now for Renfer Tekasha the Ramban, and Knesset B'nai Levi, Techas Kan Fe'ashchina, the Etav is Dambris, Ramban asked, how do you call this dam bris? They already had a bris mila before in Kedasu Kedin. They're already gemalt, as they say in Portuguese. But based on what we said, we understand very well that until now, you know, where they were circumcising themselves Shevet Levi because of what was given to Abraham Ravino, that's a mitzvah nevuah. But the Dibur of Moshe of Koloria Lo Yochal Bo has a chalos Torah. So that's a different madrega. And therefore that toughest dam bris of now in the madrega of Torah is takna machas them, tachas kanfe hashchina, gevaldik. Pnei Yoshua and Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of Perek, were all based in. asks the kasha, and Maran of our Futner says, based on what we said here, for and for that kasha as well, Ayin Sham. So we have a new Havana into the Emuna of the Jewish people in Moshe Rabbeinu and Hachnasat Tachas Kanfei Hashchina and the Bris Mila of Mitzrayim, even though they already had a Bris Mila, but this is a Mila of Torah, not a Mila merely of Divrei Nevuah like they had done before. Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.